Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Friday, March 8th, 2024. A man was arrested on suspicion of starting a small structure fire in downtown Joshua Tree on Monday morning. Scott McCune was arrested on Monday morning during an investigation into a structure fire. The small structure fire started just before 6 a.m. near the intersection of Commercial Street and Sunset Road, a block north of 29 Palms Highway and next to the Joshua Tree Brewery. Details provided by the Sheriff's Morongo Basin Station say that McCune admitted to using a blowtorch for warmth in an abandoned house. Deputies say McCune put the blowtorch down during an argument with a girlfriend, catching his pant leg on fire before the blaze spread to a mattress and then throughout the house. Yesterday in San Bernardino County's Joshua Tree Court, McCune entered a not guilty plea on felony charges related to starting the fire. He is facing additional enhancements for being a convicted violent felon. A damaged bridge has led to the closure of National Trails Highway between Amboy and Kelbaker Road, and repairs are expected to take another 3 weeks. This closes a major throughway used to connect the Morongo Basin and Las Vegas. San Bernardino County's Public Works Office provided Z1077 with background on the damage and an update on repairs. Public Works said that the damage to Bridge 70, located about a mile east of Saltus Road, was discovered by Caltrans during a routine inspection on February 15th. Pilings that hold the bridge up were more than 50% degraded, and the county immediately closed the bridge to travel. Bridge 70 is a wooden trestle bridge used as part of National Trails Highway, which was once part of Route 66. The bridge was built in 1930, and its load-bearing wooden components are showing signs of major decay due to recent flooding and weather. No immediate bypasses for the bridge are available. A spokesperson for Public Works said that the process to get environmental approval for local bypasses would take longer than the bridge repairs, and they encourage drivers to take alternate routes that avoid this stretch of National Trails Highway. As of yesterday, the Public Works Office estimates repairs will conclude in 3 weeks, including an expected storm delay, at which point the bridge will be inspected and reopened. Excavation of the site is currently underway, with next steps including the installation of new piles and rebar. For the fifth year in a row, the Morongo Basin celebrates the annual Big Reads community-wide reading event, running until April 1st. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart gives us an overview of this unique, fun, and educational free program and what this year's installment has in store.
After receiving a $20,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts for the fifth year, Arts Connection will be holding another month of free public programs and activities centered around the themes of the memoir and essays Sitting Pretty, The View from My Ordinary Resilient Disabled Body by author and disability advocate Rebecca Tossig. The book will be available for free at various Morongo Basin locations. Tossig was left paralyzed from the waist down after surviving a malignant cancer that attacked her spine when she was only 14 months old. Through a series of thoughtful, conversational essays, Tossig interrogates conceptions of kindness and charity, dependence, and independence. She grapples with the myth of ableism and the concept of feminism, chronicles the struggles of finding accessible, affordable housing, and celebrates the dimensions of identity formed through community, self-exploration, affinity, and partnership. The 2024 Morongo Basin Big Reads kicked off last Saturday at Copper Mountain College with a keynote lecture by Kate Zankowitz and performance by Linda Sibio, a free book giveaway, artist-led activities, and art exhibition. Other key programming throughout the month will include 5 book discussions, a presentation on anti-ableism, and inclusion within arts programming, free writing, zine making, and performance workshops, and programs for local school-aged youth. This Saturday, March 9th at 5:30 p.m., the Yucca Valley Material Lab presents a musical performance by Andy Slater, whose work focuses on advocacy for accessible art and technology. And Sunday, March 10th from 4 to 8 p.m., the Compound in Yucca Valley presents The Insanity Principle, a workshop led by Linda Sibio that delves into contemporary art techniques, such as fragmentation, psychological opposites, and the psychological model as a method for acting. For more event information and free giveaway locations for Tossig's book, Sitting Pretty, please visit BigReadMorongoBasin.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is assignment reporter Gabriel Hart.
Lou Harrison House is bringing some South American soul to the Morongo Basin tonight. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas opens the door on this must-see event.
On Friday, March 8th at 7 p.m., Choro das Tres a trio of Brazilian sisters will perform a concert with Corinna on flute, Leah on seven-string guitar, and Elisa playing mandolin, clarinet, banjo, accordion, and piano. Dedicated to 19th-century Brazilian instrument music based on a genre called choro, they began performing as a family tradition with their late father Eduardo, who lost his life to COVID early in the pandemic. This trio will also be performing for area elementary schools while in residence, as well as Sarana Coelho elder Kim Marcus, who continues to bring his First Peoples culture and customs to students throughout the spring. Other concerts include Bill Frizzell on April 12th, the VEM Ensemble on April 20th, and Wufei and Gian Riley April 25th. Tickets to the March 8th concert start at $25 and are available at louharrisonhouse.org. Reporting for Z1077, this is Arts and Entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
As part of tomorrow's Flying Doctors event, Lifestream will be holding a community blood drive. In addition to the free dental and vision care provided by the event, Lifestream will be helping to replenish our area's blood supply with a blood drive. The event will be held at Copper Mountain College's Bell Center, where volunteer doctors will be providing dental and vision services. No documentation is needed to receive health services. Appointments are strongly encouraged and can be made by calling 760-820-2614. Lifestream will be collecting blood from healthy individuals at least 15 years of age. Donors receive a free mini physical. Please set an appointment to donate blood by calling Lifestream at 1-800-879-4484 or visiting lstream.org. How do our local emergency service providers respond to medical situations within Joshua Tree National Park? Morongo Basin Ambulance Operations Chief Craig Bell discussed exactly that on last week's Z1077 Up Close show with host Gary Dignot.
Sometimes we're going to be going for a hike that day.
You know? Yeah. I've read you guys hiking into the 49 Palms Canyon. That's a mile and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhat strenuous hike. I've done it a few times.
You know, and that's one of the things I love about this job is sometimes you get those, you know, random calls in the park. You're getting a good exercise in, you know. You're going and you're taking care of the patient. But it changes up the day a little to go and help somebody. And, you know, if it's a good day, it's a nice, beautiful hike on the, you know, as a bonus.
How do you work with the park? It's a federal agency. You're a private nonprofit. How does that work?
It works really well, actually. The park, say they have an emergency of some kind, right? They'll activate the rangers. They'll request us, and we'll respond out with them. And we work really well with their team. Their team are top notch, and they even have some great equipment to be able to extricate the patients out of the park.
Technical rescues,
yeah. Exactly. And there's, yeah, more of those than you'd think. You know, a lot of people love bouldering up there, and they love doing the deep hiking where it's not particularly on the trail, which may not be the safest, but well, it does happen.
You can hear their full conversation by listening to the Up Close Show as a podcast at z1077fm.com or wherever you get your podcasts. The Z1077 Up Close Show airs every Friday at 10 a.m. The Yucca Valley High School Trojan swimming team hosted Coachella Valley High School at home yesterday and eventually had to end the meet early due to stormy weather. The boys' team won 109-6, with freshman Jonathan Lopez being named Boys Swimmer of the Week for his noteworthy dedication to improvement both on and off the pool deck. The girls' team also swept Coachella Valley 87-26, with sophomore Emma Shook being named Swimmer of the Week for dropping significant time on her 500 freestyle. And finally, the 29 Palms High School Wildcats track and field hosted Banning High School yesterday in the rain and the wind. Girls varsity won 65-49, JV outscored them 18-10. Boys varsity fell 44-74, and JV boys came up short, 39-52. Triple event first places were earned by Jade James, Elizabeth Marshall, and Aiden Ogilvie. The girls' top scorer was Jade James for the second week in a row with three wins in the jumps and a second place in the 400 meter with a personal record of 1 minute 13 seconds. The Wildcats will head to Palm Desert Saturday for their first invitational of the season. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.